Owning the virtual public square. I'm Roger Stern, Fox News. Elon Musk wants to own Twitter. Fox's Jackie DeAngelis says he made his intentions known in a letter.
In his offer, a letter to Twitter's chairman of the board, Musk explains that his investment in Twitter began as he believed in its, quote, potential to be the platform for free speech around the globe. Musk had originally been talking about accepting a seat on Twitter's board, but as a board member, he would be limited in what he could do. His ability to buy stock would have been capped at 14.9%, and his ability to elicit real change was in question as well. Later in the letter, Musk explains that bringing great change at this company would require transforming it into a private company.
But the Wall Street Journal reports Musk doesn't have the liquidity to buy all of Twitter. Russia's Navy flagship in the Black Sea has sunk. Ukraine says it destroyed the vessel with missiles. Russia claims there was a fire which started accidentally. Meanwhile, Russia is accusing Ukraine of sending missiles into Russian territory.
Russian authorities are accusing Ukraine of launching airstrikes and damaging about 100 residential buildings within Russia near its border with Ukraine. They say about 7 people were believed to be injured. Ukraine hasn't confirmed that, but now the Russian Defense Ministry is promising to ramp up missile attacks on Kyiv in retaliation. Meanwhile, during a background briefing, a senior U.S. defense official said Thursday Moscow's getting ready for a major ground offensive in eastern Ukraine. They're reported to be moving in artillery units and aviation support. Till NATO, Fox News.
Federal jury convicted a Texas man for his role in the January 6th insurrection, rejecting his arguments that he was following the orders of then-President Trump. America is listening to Fox News.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
We're hearing from the family of a black motorist shot and killed by a white police officer in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Let's get more from Fox's Jeff Manasso.
26-year-old Patrick Leoya's father saying Thursday through a translator,
I knew that if you met with a police officer in America, you will be safe.
That his son was executed last week by a police officer.
What a small mistake.
That after the Grand Rapids PD, out of transparency, released video of the April 4th traffic stop over a false license plate showing Leoya refusing to give his driver's license, running, resisting arrest. He's seen grabbing the officer's taser before he was shot in what the department characterizes as a tragedy that's also led to protests as Michigan State Police lead the investigation into what happened. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
An infamous ISIS figure has been convicted for the deaths of 4 Americans. Fox's Jared Halpern.
A federal jury in Virginia deliberated about 4 hours before reaching a guilty verdict on 8 counts against El-Shafi El-Sheikh, a British national who was known as one of the ISIS Beatles, charged for his role in the deaths of 4 Americans. 3 of those American hostages were beheaded in videotaped executions. A 4th, Kayla Mueller, was forced into slavery by ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. El-Sheikh's trial included testimony from survivors who detailed cruelty by their captors. He now faces a life sentence. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Today's an important religious holiday. Christians observe Good Friday, the day Jesus was crucified. It's followed by Easter Sunday, when it's believed that Jesus was resurrected. And for Jews, sundown marks the first night of Passover. It's a celebration of the Hebrews' delivery from slavery in Egypt. I'm Roger Stern, Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.